may remember yesterday we met Sunraysia's biggest One Direction fan. Have a listen.
Me and my family and a family friend, we went to Barossa Valley to try and find One Direction. They're the greatest fans on this earth. They just make me so happy, and they just make fans happy.
Well, Jessica joins us on the phone after being at the One Direction concert last night in Adelaide. Jess, hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, more like it?
Oh, I've got a bit of, like, concert depression, but that's about it.
What is concert depression? What does that mean?
It means, like, it's over. Like, it's very hard to explain. Like, you're looking back on all the videos and photos and you're just sitting there and you're just crying because it's all over.
Oh, Jess. Now, One Direction is a boy band who has been doing pretty big things right around the world, is very popular. Yesterday, yeah, you told us the story how you bundled up the family into the minibus to try and, you know, get a glimpse of One Direction, who were playing golf at the Barossa Valley. You went to their concert last night. Did you get the chance to say hello to them?
Oh, my God. I was in sound check and I was front row for that because it was, like, first in best dress. And I got the last seat in the first row. And, like, I met Paul, and that's their tour manager.
Mm.
So I met him, and I met, like, he's at, like, their crew, some of their other crew and that. And then they were like, who wants to ask the boys a question? And the boys weren't out yet, and I was screaming. Like, I was, like, on top of my chair, like, screaming, give me the microphone. And I met these three girls, and they were, like, screaming for me to bring me the microphone. And they brought me the microphone, and my question was for the boys to choose a favourite song and then sing it at the same time and combined it together.
Wow. And what happened?
They all came out, and I started bawling my eyes out. And Niall was like, because I was in that last chair, Niall was like near us. And Niall, like, saw me crying and, like, gave a little wink to me and smiled, and then I had a friggin' heart attack. I, like, had to sit down and, like, breathe. And then what else happened? Oh, and then they sang two songs. They sang Teenage Dirtbag and More Than This.
Mm.
And then they were asking questions and everything, and, like, everyone was putting their hands up, and I thought, I'm not going to get the chance to even, like, attempt to get the microphone. And the girls that were helping me get it were, like, screaming for me to bring it back down. And on the last question, I was like, great, it's not going to happen. And then this guy that is one of their crews told the guy with the microphone to bring me the microphone because I was at the end.
Yeah.
So as the guy with the pink top was walking down, I was, like, dying and hyperventilating. And when I got the microphone, I didn't really know what to do. Oh, my God. And I'm just, like, saying hello into it. And the crew was like, you've got to speak louder. And I'm like, hello. And then Louis turns around and he's just like, it's okay, we're still here. And he, like, said, they all, like, just looked at me. And I was like, oh, sweet Jesus. And then I said hi. Like, I said, oh, hi, my name's Jess. And Harry said hi, Jess, in his very beautiful, deep voice. And I had a heart attack. I was just looking at him. And just staring, because he's just like, hi, Jess, in that voice that he does.
Jess, if people don't understand how much of a fan you are.
No, I don't think actually people understand how much they mean to me. And also, I met these three girls and they wanted me to say hello if I got the microphone.
Yeah.
And I felt like obviously they were helping me. And then I met these three girls. I don't really know their names, but they're really nice. They say hello. And then Niall starts laughing, and then Louis said to me, he's just like, oh, you can start learning their names now. And then I had another heart attack because they were all making eye contact with me. And then they didn't really understand my question, and the guys were trying to take off the microphone from me, so I stood back. Like, I had like a minute and a half conversation with One Direction, and they were all looking at me, and they were smiling, and Harry and Liam and Niall and Zayn and Louis, they were all looking at me.
Is this the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Yeah, I don't really care about, like, getting married or anything anymore, to be honest. Like, my life's, like, complete. I don't even care.
Do you think this One Direction fad will ever die in your life?
Pretty much no. I've been a fan for 2.5 years, so I don't think it's going to die down anytime soon.
I've done some research, and I understand from people I've spoken with, you have a Harry Styles cutout in your room. Is this true?
Yes.
And you don't let anybody touch it?
No, no. At my 18th, people broke him and I cried.
Oh, Jess.
And then I fixed him, so he's back standing. And I told one of the crew, that are with them basically all the time, I told them to tell Harry that I've got one near my bed.
And I understand your walls are plastered in One Direction posters as well.
Well, they were, but now they're just behind my door because we got new carpet and we can't have posters near the on the walls and that anymore.
Oh, parents' rules?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, do they understand how much you like them, though?
No, I don't think they get it. Like, I really don't think Mum and Dad get it.
Wow. So what happens now? Do you travel back home and are you feeling a bit sad about it all?
Yeah, I really don't want to leave Adelaide because they're like an hour away from me and I don't want to leave.
Oh, Jess.
I don't want to.
But it has to happen, hey? Has to happen. When are they appearing again soon? And if they do, will you go again?
A tour.
Hmm.
Well, I went to their Up All Night one last year.
Yeah.
Their tour last year. I went to Take Me Home this year, like last night, and they're doing a world tour next year. So I'm guessing they're going to come back to Australia, but they're doing stadium tours.
Wow.
Like they're playing stadiums.
Gee whiz. Well, I want you to sing a couple of bars of this song to take us out, Jess from Mildura. Well done on your One Direction correspondence. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And travel home safe. Now, you can sing us out with this song, please. Yeah, of course you do.
I fall into my arms instead. I don't know what it is, but I need that one thing.
Well done, Jess. Have a good day. The biggest One Direction fan in Sunraysia. My goodness, I have never met somebody who is that fanatic about anything. Anything. And what a lovely girl too, 18-year-old Jess from Mildura, who bundled up her family, took them to Adelaide in a minibus to try and track down 1D.